This is Morning Walk. Welcome on board to Morning Walk this beautiful morning. This is where we walk in the presence of men and in the sight of God. We're walking on your bridges, we're walking over your borders. We are walking to possess and repossess some territories. Cast me to your then loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do we trust. Cause us to know the way when we should walk, because we lift up our soul unto thee. Psalms 143 verse 8. We're talking about the prayer of Daniel. We're going to go back to look at the prayer of Daniel. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, you are grateful. You are faithful towards us. And without your faithfulness, then we would consume, we burn like ashes. Will burn like a tree that planted in the valley. So we ask of your mercies to empower us, we pray. In your gracious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Daniel chapter 9. We're going in studies. Daniel prior. Daniel chapter 9, verse 4 to verse 15. Let me read for you. This is what he prayed. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and made confession, and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keep his covenant and mercy in those who love him, and with those who keep his commandment, we have sinned and commit iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precept and your judgment. Neither have we heed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our prince, to our father, all of people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us shame of face, as is this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, those near and those who are far off, in all the countries of which you have driven them because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belong shame of faces, and our kings and our prince and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness. Though we have rebelled against him, we have not obeyed his voice of the Lord our God to walk in his law, which he has set before us by the servant and his prophet. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed, so all do obey the voice thereof. All have departed and not obey your voice. Therefore the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us, because we have sinned against him, and he has confirmed his word, which he spoke against us and against our judges, who judge us, by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven such have been driven backward, and have done iniquity in the eyes of Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all the disaster have come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has spoken and kept the disaster in mind, and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the work which he has done. True, we have not obeyed his voice, and now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and made yourself a name, as it is the day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. That was the prayer Daniel purposed in his heart to pray for Judea, Jerusalem, and Israel. Purposely in his heart for Judea, Jerusalem, and Israel. Daniel did not pray for his family. Daniel did not pray for his children. Daniel did not pray for himself. But Daniel do an interceding prayer for the city of Jerusalem, the city of Judea, and the children of Israel. He have committed himself to God. Let's go down into study. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. That's what he was saying. He did not say you. He said, we did not obey the voice of the Lord our God. This man did not make no excuse for Israel, Jerusalem, nor Judea's saints. He deliberately hit it where he wants to go. He knew there were fault in Israel, fault into Judea, fault into Jerusalem. He said, there are faults belongs to Israel, not Israel alone. We are prone to make mistakes and find excuses why we not confess our sins before God, because our iniquity are always before our face. And with iniquity before our face, our prayer can become weak and feeble, and our prayer becomes an hindrance to us, so it will not enter the place where our prayer should go. He has confirmed the word as it is written in the law of Moses. So look now, this man Daniel and Moses have a dialogue. Daniel realized that his judgment against Israel, God was totally faithful to his words and promised that he will cause the children who belongs and who stay into the part of disobedience to pay the consequence. And if you should read the book of the law of Leviticus 26, it will tell you the consequence of disobeying the law of God. And Deuteronomy chapter 28, it will tell you about the blessings of God. All this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God. Can you imagine some disaster come upon you as the children of God? Mother dead. Your brother get bung stung by a car. Your sister get raped. After your sister get raped and you think that it is well, your stepfather got draw a rope around his neck and hang himself. All these destruction has come upon us, these disaster, but yet still we do not make our prayer a prayer before God. We still become stiff-necked. We still become gainsayers. We still refuse to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. But Daniel said, I plead my prayer before the Lord. He made his petition known in a moment of trial. As I mentioned earlier, how comes your stepfather just take rope and hang himself and carry bungs down your brother, and then they rape your sister and your mother did dead too. So everything bungled up in a one. But Daniel keep on praying. He mentioned our prayer before God. In spite of the situation, in spite of the cold and a wretched and gloomy situation, he focused sincerely, deeply on God, who said, listen, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand. Daniel prayed. He remembered that the Lord delivered Israel from Egypt. He remembered that God is the same God that have allowed them to go down there through one single vine of Joseph. Joseph was the one who have allowed his brethren to come to Egypt, and God has allowed them to be there and to prosper there and to survive there, and God will take them back out of Egypt. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 and 20 says, and what the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the work of his mighty power, which he had worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 and 20. Daniel continued to pray. And listen, Daniel asked God to forgive and to restore Israel. Verse 16 to verse 19 of Daniel chapter 9 says, O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins, because of our sins and for the iniquity of our fathers. Jerusalem and your people are reproach to all those around us. Now therefore, O God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplication, and for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on us. Your sanctuary, which is desolate, O God, incline your ears and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolation and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplication before you because of our righteous deed, but because of your great mercies, O God. Hear, O Lord. Forgive, O Lord. Listen and act. Do not delay. For your own sake, my God, for your city and for the people who are called by your name. Daniel continued his prayer. Let your anger and your fury be turned away from the city of Jerusalem. He confessed after his confession, people of God, Israel's sins was God's greatest problem. Israel was always being disobedient. Israel was always being rebellious. Israel always needed attention from God. But when Israel get the attention from God, Israel just cannot handle the attention that they get from God. Cause your face to shine on your sanctuary. Cause your face to shine on your sanctuary. Simple mean they are asking God to shine his face. They're asking God to smile on them. Apparently, it seems that God has forgotten about them. But Daniel, as an old patriarch, never said the church of God feeling as if it is desolated and self-centered. The Bible says, if there are any sick amongst you, call for the elder of the church, not for any and everybody. It's not every and anybody could have withstand this prayer like Daniel. Not everybody who jump up and down in a church and I roll like a ball down the hill and I make noise like a pan without a cover can ever stand up and declare a purposely prayer of deliverance, a purposely prayer of repentance. Not every person can get up in church and declare through prayer a victory, through prayer a deliverance, through prayer a protection, through prayer we will made it over. Through prayer, we are more than a conqueror. My father's children, I urge you this morning and morning walk. Share a morning walk with somebody across the street. Share morning walk with somebody. Let somebody know that this is where we walk. In the presence of men and in the sight of God. We're walking in bridges, we walk over borders, we walk to possess and repossess some territory. We'll pick up back right here on Friday morning and morning walk, pick up back and the prayer of Daniel. My father's children, the ambience of morning walk have been going across bridges. Morning walk heard as far as Netherlands. I've listeners down in China. You take that from me. I enter the zone of Africa. London, morning walk is streaming across the platform of Apple Podcast. My morning walk family and friends, keep on praying for morning walk family. This is your brother and friend, God chief servant, Mama Punsi. Last baby, I put my faith in Jesus.